Good afternoon. Some morning sunshine will give way to increasing clouds today in advance of the next storm system, which is spinning slowly through the Great Lakes. Out ahead of this storm, a southeasterly wind will develop and help push temperatures off our morning lows in the 20s, back through the 30s, and toward the 40-degree mark by mid to late afternoon. While we may see a passing shower here and there, it'll remain mostly dry with all of the energy associated with this storm way out to our west. Gradually, a secondary low will form over the mid-Atlantic region tonight. This will become the main storm, and rain will move in later after dark. Over the hills and mountains, the rain will mix with and change to snow as the temperature drops back to right around 32. In the valleys, it'll stay a cold rain with lows in the mid-30s. Some wet snow may mix in, but accumulations will be minimal in the valleys and mainly on grassy surfaces. By sunrise, we'll continue to see some wet snow in the hills and mountains and rain in the valleys. Snow will continue to add up across the higher terrain during the first part of the day Saturday before the secondary low passes by and the steady precipitation comes to an end. Everyone then will have a few rain or snow showers, and it will become breezy with highs in the middle and upper 30s. Storm total accumulations will be minimal in the valleys, with perhaps a slushy inch or so, mainly on the grass. Parts of the higher terrain will see as much as 3 to 6 inches of snow, and perhaps more in the Adirondacks, Green Mountains, and portions of western New England. That'll get as much as 8 inches of snow, especially across the highest mountains. Temperatures will drop back on Saturday night into the 20s, and skies will remain mostly cloudy with upper-level energy passing through on Sunday. It'll become windy with a few passing rain or snow showers with temperatures in the mid-30s. The weather pattern will then quiet down for the early to mid part of next week. Still a lot of clouds and a few snow showers from time to time. It'll be blustery with highs Monday through Thursday in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a developing low-pressure system over the north-central United States will be the main weather story for the next couple of days. Blizzard warnings are in effect for parts of the upper Midwest to the northern plains in anticipation of increasingly strong and gusty winds, together with periods of moderate to heavy snow developing to the west in the intensifying storm. The storm's expected to remain stationary over the region through today, bringing widespread 6 to 12 inches of snow across the warned area. Meanwhile, well above normal temperatures are expected across the northern tier of states into the weekend ahead of the low-pressure system, and temperatures will be 15 to 20 degrees above average across much of California, Nevada, and Arizona through today. Southern California may see widespread high temperature records broken during the day, and with the drier and windy conditions, the threat of fires will be elevated to critical across parts of southwestern California into the weekend. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with a late day shower, upper 40s, Boston mostly cloudy in the lower 40s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered showers and highs in the mid 40s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 30 degrees. The average low, 14. The record high, 65, set in 1995, and the record low, 20 below zero, in 1957. Sunrise this morning, 7:23 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:47 p.m. 9 hours and 24 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy today with highs in the mid-30s. Cloudy with rain and snow moving in tonight in the lower 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy and breezy today with highs in the lower 40s. Cloudy with rain tonight, lows in the mid-30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and breezy today with highs in the upper 30s. Cloudy with rain and snow moving in tonight, lows in the lower to mid-30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy and breezy today with highs in the lower 40s. Cloudy with rain and snow moving in tonight, lows in the lower to mid-30s. for the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy and breezy today with highs around 40. Cloudy with rain and snow moving in tonight with lows in the lower to mid-30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, some morning rain and wet snow. Snow primarily across the hills and mountains. This will taper off to scattered rain and snow showers later in the day. High temperatures in the middle and upper 30s with increasing wind. Mostly cloudy, windy, with a few rain and snow showers on Sunday in the mid-30s. More clouds, breezy, scattered snow showers Monday in the lower 30s. Mostly cloudy Tuesday, around 30. A morning snow shower Wednesday, then some sun, lower 30s. And sunshine giving way to increasing clouds in the upper 20s on Thursday. Stay safe and have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.